also with Jordan Ford, man. I got to sing the praises of the Sac Kid, man. You know, another, you know, guy who I believe at the very least deserves a camp invite from us.
Kobe, you know, Kobe looked great. I mean, honestly, I thought he played with so much poise. I thought the speed of the game wasn't too big for him. I thought he played under real control. I thought, especially with the screens and the pick and rolls.
And the dungeon says, you know, the beam, she's getting hungry. We got to feed the beam somehow. So if we got to ditch the purple, we got to ditch the purple.
Welcome to Sports Ethos Sacramento Kings Podcast. I'm your co-host, Adelis Sabonis. Our other co-host, the OG, Joe Ladge, is actually at the California Classic in Golden 1 Center, so she will be back in another podcast later, but I am joined by the Beam Units. Elizabeth, what's happening?
What's going on? It's a great night for basketball.
Absolutely. We just watched the Sacramento Kings' first California Classic game. There's a lot to talk about. My goodness, what's the first thing that pops off for you?
Just Keegan Murray, of course. I mean, he definitely looks more explosive, which was nice to see. And I love seeing that dunk that he had right at the beginning of the game. You know, that's the time to work on some of those things. You know, his dribbling, you know, instead of just settling for the three-point shot, you know, driving into the basket. So, yeah, I liked what I saw from him, too. And I have to say, Colby Jones, I thought, had a really great first game as well. So I'm excited to continue to see him kind of grow as well in his role.
I don't know who this Keegan Murray is. I know who Swolgan Murray is. I know who Key Gaines Murray is. He looks lumpy. He definitely worked out. He definitely added some muscle to his frame. But, yeah, he definitely popped in this game. He stood out. There were more than a few mentions on Twitter about how Keegan should not be playing this game because, you know, he was a starter for 80 games for the Kings, and, you know, he looks heads and tails. He looked heads and tails above the rest of the players on the court. I will say I am talking trash, and I know this is a homer take, but Colby Jones looked just as much as a player who belonged in the NBA in the league as Brandon Pajemski did, if anything. It's arguable if you want to say that Colby Jones outplayed him. I'm just talking trash. Pajemski is the real deal. He did a lot of cool things in the pick and roll. His vision is as advertised, and so is his rebounding. I was impressed. But Colby Jones impressed too, and I was really impressed with his passing, his ball handling, and his defense. Let me get Naima in here. What did you think of Colby Jones, Liz?
Yeah, I really liked, you know, his hustle, his defense I thought was great. He had a nice couple good rebounds, a couple great shots. You know, he had that nice layup. I believe that he got fouled on as well. But yeah, no, I was really impressed with what I saw from him in his first game. You know, they're always going to have the first game jitter type of thing. But I mean, he looked like he just was just going out there playing ball and just doing his thing. So yeah, I was really impressed with the, you know, second round pick.
Yeah, and I'm just going to add this up to first game jitters in the league, 1 for 5 from three. But he had 12 points and 3 turnovers, 2 steals, which was encouraging. Yeah, he looked like the real deal. So he looked every bit as advertised as well. Naima, you're about to come in here soon. I just sent the request. Do I have to buy a Mike Dom jersey? Like, he impressed me with the little minutes that he had. I was impressed with him. And then Kessler, my goodness, Kessler playing the passing lanes like Derwin James, interception after interception. He has four steals. And then I felt like he got really comfortable in the second half. What's your take on Kessler Edwards?
Yeah, that's what I saw too with Kessler. I mean, the first half he wasn't really, you know, doing much. And then the second half, I feel like he, you know, got more comfortable, and then he was definitely playing great in the passing lanes, had a nice little dunk and steal towards the end of that game. But yeah, I love his defense. You know, we know what he's going to bring on the defensive end as well. But if you can start getting a little bit of an offensive game going, He's definitely going to be a player to look out for, you know, breaking some minutes in the rotation. So, no, he had a great game as well.
And Kata with his 34 fouls. I like that he got comfortable in the fourth quarter. It took about six fouls for him to finally get his groove defensively.
Yeah, the first half he looked to seem like he was struggling a bit. I'd like to see him more, you know, from what I was seeing, a lot of his fouls were basically, you know, over the back kind of situations. He just has to, I think, learn to, you know, get better position when trying to get rebounds and things like that. So hopefully as the summer league goes on, you know, he'll kind of get more comfortable. But definitely towards the second half and in the fourth quarter, he got a lot more comfortable and had some nice, you know, rebounds and putbacks and things like that. So I'm excited to continue to see him develop as well.
And shout out Jordan Ford for just being a perfect floor manager. And the hip word now is a really good organizer on the floor for the squad. I thought he had a great game. He looks steady. Is he going to be like G League forever? I don't know if they'll even give him a two-way later on down the line. I think they have all their three ways locked up now with Kata signing his today. I think that's what Draper said. So, but yeah, no, he's quite a good player. I'm impressed with his play.
Yeah, no, he looked great tonight too. I mean, if he doesn't get his opportunity with the Kings, I mean, he might be swooped up by some other team, which should be unfortunate, but well-deserved as well. But no, I really liked his play tonight. Like on the defensive end too, I thought the team overall played great team defense. You know, they were kind of out there up in the guards. They were, you know, playing the passing lanes. I loved watching the full court pressure at times. I mean, that's definitely important in the league. But yeah, no, I was super excited and I thought they played great tonight.
Fantastic. All right, guys, thank you for your patience. My small ask though is for at least maybe 10 to 15 minutes, let's talk about this game only. And then I know you guys want to talk about free agency and whatnot. I am going to keep this short because, well, it's summer league and we're going to be back Wednesday. So, no going full Joe Rogan tonight. We're going to go a good 45, 50 minutes maybe. And so I'm going to take our first call-ins. Feel free to request if you want to speak. I know you guys do. Good to see familiar faces and some new faces. It's good to be back. My goodness. Pollard's Burner. What's happening, man?
What is up, everybody? So nice to be back. So glad to see everybody. I know it's just your little Twitter icons, but it's like hanging out with old friends. Good to see everybody. Yeah, that was super fun. Keegan Murray, I mean, I expected to see, you know, improvements with his individual one-on-one, his dribbling, his playmaking, that type of thing, especially, you know, hearing the reports of him playing one-on-one with Fox. I mean, that's just going to happen. Iron sharpens iron, you know, but I was not expecting him to be, he looks like a different player physically. And I don't just mean like visually, like when he dunked that, obviously that poster in the first quarter, and then he had a dunk later in the game on a breakaway. He looks like he's faster. He looks like he's jumping higher. I mean, I don't know what he's squatting or what he's doing, if he's doing box jumps or what, but he looks awesome. I was one of the people who would not have been upset to see him sit after a quarter, after two quarters. I mean, I'm glad that he played the full game and that he didn't get hurt on that charge. But yeah, I've seen what I need to see from him. I'm ready to see him back against, you know, NBA talent, or not that this isn't NBA talent, but you know, big league talent. Yeah, Keegan's the real deal. Jordan Ford, I'm super impressed. I think that, like Liz mentioned, if it's not us, I think he gets at least a camp invite on another team. You know, he showed that he can run the offense, he can run the break, he's a good ball handler, he can shoot the ball, he's aggressive, you know, gets downhill. I liked everything I saw from him. Nice defense. He had that nice, you know, block in transition that, you know, started a break, and liked what I saw from him. So, yeah, really encouraging stuff. Colby Jones, that guy looks like he is ready to play. You know, he's that type of guy that Monty loves to draft and to sign, someone that can come in and play right away and plays, you know, hard-nosed basketball. Loved what I saw from him. So, yeah. I love that we're back. Let's light the freaking beam. Just happy to be watching Kings basketball again.
Yeah, if Keegan keeps us up with his working out, in his protein powder and whatnot. He's going to look like Desmond Bane in about two seasons. It's ridiculous. Like, what the hell's going on here? Torino, it's been a minute, man. What's going on?
Yeah, it has been a minute. You know, first of all, hope everybody's good. Has been good. Glad to see everybody. Yeah, man. That game was very encouraging for a bunch of young guys, you know, a few rotation guys and a lot of guys trying to, you know, get a contract. So, you know, for the most part, you know, pleased with what I saw. You know, obviously Keegan being the best player, in my honest opinion, the best player in the entire Cali Classic. Maybe I'm being biased, but I mean, usually we see what he did. So, you know, he's doing what he's doing. You can see the progression from year one to now, physically, you know, with his game, you know, the way he plays and, you know, just a little bit of everything about him is more mature. So that's definitely encouraging to see. And Kobe Jones, yeah, man, he looks like you can plug and play him, you know, in spurts. And, you know, that's another encouraging thing. You know, he has the right intangibles. He's, you know, smart. He's going to make mistakes, obviously, but I feel like they're mistakes that you can, you know, you can kind of brush under the rug because it's all in good intent. It's not him trying to do too much. It's not him trying to get highlights or anything of that sort. It's just him just playing the right way. And I think Mike Brown and everyone on the team is going to love that style. So that's, you know, with Kobe and then also with Jordan Ford, man, I got to sing the praises of the Sack Kid, man. You know, another, you know, guy who I believe at the very least deserves a camp invite from us. You know, he's shown even in the last couple seasons, even in the G League, that he's, you know, a floor general. And the kind of, and to have his skill set being your third string guard, that's not bad at all. Like, you know, he could bring a lot to this team, you know, and just being that floor manager, that floor general, and just being, you know, a high IQ player and making the right decisions. I mean, you know, guys like that, in my opinion, they usually stick in the league. Obviously, depending on how they start out, whether they're big time or not, but, you know, I think we should be the team to give him that shot, especially since he's from the city. You know, it's only right.
No, 100%. And this is a lazy comp, but yeah, 100% Gabe Vincent vibes as far as your floor manager comment. He looks like a great organizer. And I think he definitely has a niche in this league. Absolutely. Thank you, Torino. Joseph, it's been a minute. What's going on, sir?
Yo, what's up? How's it going? That was a fun game, man. Yeah, Jordan Ford. I didn't even know he was like a Sacramento guy, but he looks fun. He looks solid, like you said, floor general. Good shooter, nice passes. Just looks like a, you know, high IQ kind of guy. So that would be cool if he could, you know, crack the roster, but I don't know. We'll see. Kata, I liked some of the stuff I saw from him. He had a couple good passes and blocks and some scoring there in the second. So that was cool. And he's under contract, right, Kata? Like a two-way or something?
Yeah, he just signed it.
Okay, two-way. Cool. Yeah, I'm glad
that we're – so that's a third two-way, I believe.
Okay, so I'm glad that we're at least, you know, keeping him around. So see what he can do. Yeah, just a fun game. Kobe Jones looks like a guy that can play in the NBA. So really, really happy with Keegan's performance. He obviously looks like the older brother, you know, on the floor in that game. Definitely the NBA player. yeah, he's swole as f*** too. Like Desmond Bane with a wingspan? Okay.
Right, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so yeah, just that was a super fun game. That's all I got.
Yeah, I mean, if you told me that Kobe Jones was drafted 19th and Pajemski was drafted 38, you know, I would totally believe you. They look like they belonged in the same tier. Draft experts will disagree with me, and of course, this is a very small sample size, so I'm just being a homer right now. But yeah, no,
I mean, Colby Jones looked like
he belongs.
What's that? He was projected first round, wasn't he?
In depends on the big board, but yeah, he was taken where he belongs. Like literally, I've seen him as high in the mid 20s to late 30s. So yeah, no, he was picked right there, and you know, we all know that to me, around the 20th pick to the 35th pick, I saw them roughly in the same tier. You know what I mean? So yeah, no, he's great, and I'm so glad we got him. Ross, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, everybody, man? It's good to hear everybody's voices. Just turning on the game and, you know, getting that kind of excitement because the last game we watched was the playoffs. So it's just kind of like walked into my room and fucking stomach dropped real quick. And I'm like, okay, it's just a summer league game. But fun as heck to watch some Kings basketball. Like what I saw. I mean, Keegan, that's exactly what you kind of want to see of your guy. You just want to see, you know, confidence and kind of makes you understand maybe more what Monty was thinking, bringing back Barnes. Maybe Barnes is like a fourth, fifth option or whatever. If he really thinks Keegan is going to be a third, getting somebody like Kuzma or, you know, obviously there's still going to be talk about making a big move, but if Keegan can really like develop some moves and you got a guy shooting 41% from three that can like be that much of a threat and do other things, that's like a realistic good third option if it works out. So just love to see that. Colby looks like just like the type of kid that would be a, you know, sixth, seventh rotation, smart, like almost reminded me of Derek White. Not too athletic, but just doesn't seem to be rushed at any point, like plays his own game, and IQ is through the roof on both ends. So yeah, I'm happy, and I'm personally feeling a little bit better about Kata. He struggled a little bit, but I thought his actual movement as far as like just not looking so stiff, I thought it looked better than last year. So hoping it was just first game jitters, but good to hear everybody's voice, man. Appreciate you guys. Curious to hear what everybody else has to say.
100%. Thanks, Ross. Appreciate you, man. App, hello, sir. How are you?
Yo, what up, Daly? Man, good to be back, you know, in the Kings community, talking Kings basketball. It's been a long summer, but we finally back. What else can I say about Keegan? I mean, obviously, he looks way more comfortable than he did last year. I mean, the way his movements and also his aggressiveness. I think if he carries that aggressiveness over to the season where he doesn't just take a backseat role to Fox and Sabonis and Monk and all the other players, and he really comes into his own, I think that's going to be better for our development long term. I thought Kessler had a very tough game. Hopefully he bounces back from what he did tonight. But, you know, he followed his shots. He had energy, played with toughness. So, you know, I can't be mad at it. But, you know, I like to see a little bit more from him. Kobe looked great. I mean, honestly, I thought he played with so much poise. I thought the speed of the game wasn't too big for him. I thought he played under real control. I thought, especially with the screens and the pick and rolls, he'd let Kata and reset the pick before he goes off it. It's kind of hard to get a lot of assists, especially with the spacing and the movement, because you don't know everybody. So I'm not going to, you know, doubt him for that. But honestly, another good find by Monty. I mean, to have him locked up for 4 years and let him develop and, you know, let Monk get in his ear, because he kind of plays like him in a way, like, you know, the way he moves with the ball. If Monk can get in his ear and kind of mentor him, watch out for him in the future. I like Kata, but I personally think he's like still a year or two away. I think he's just not aggressive enough in all aspects as a big man, especially like grabbing the rebound, snatching it, holding it, you know, when he goes up for blocks, knowing his timing. I think his timing's still very off. That's why he gets a lot of fouls, because he doesn't know, you know, exactly when to jump or when to just put his hands up. I think he still looks a little bit better than last year, but I think he's, yeah, a good two-way contract is still a good thing for him. Let him develop some more, because he's not – I don't think he's ready enough for the NBA just yet. And –
Well, with that being said, I really do hope the Kings, as an organization, have patience with him, right? So, because it does take a while for certain centers to develop.
Yeah, definitely. I think big men take at least 3 to 4 years to become something great. Like, obviously, sometimes you have generational talents that supersede that, but you have to fill out your body. You know, you have to know movements, the tricks of the trade, you know, the grabbing of the shirts, you know, almost like the Bogut-esque dark arts of the game. You got to kind of learn that, and you learn that through, you know, repetition and getting those minutes. So hopefully, you know, the Kings stick with him, because his shot blocking is second to none. I think that's one thing we could use automatically. I think he's great, and people come to the paint, I mean, he's already right there. They don't even want to shoot it. How many high floaters went up to the ceiling tonight because of Cade's presence? So, you know, happy for him. I think Monty's doing a great job finding players with versatility, with smart, toughness. I think we played with great team defense tonight. I like to see a little bit better one-on-one, but all in all, you know, good first summer league game.
I really do feel like just having a big in there that's just a deterrent. He doesn't even necessarily have to block shots, but just alter them, like you were saying, is so underrated. So yeah, hopefully he gets some burn on the varsity roster this season. We'll have to see. Keith, what's up, man?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we are back in the Cowbell Talk space, the only space suitable with the acoustics and the buttons and the gizmos necessarily to talk about our beloved Sacramento Kings. Feeling great. Hope everyone had a great offseason. Now we get to the main course. We're in Summer League. We are 365. This is nonstop. The wheels on the bus continue to go round and round. The last time I was in a Cowbell Talk space was a very somber night. You know, we lost Game 7. We blew the series to some, but we understood there was light at the end of the tunnel. And tonight, that light showcased with our youngsters in the California Classic. Really impressed with the Keegs. You know, all the offseason moves we talked about, Daly, Liz, all the offseason moves, whether it's re-signing the Saboner, which rages at full hardness now, re-signing Lyles, re-signing one of our favorite Kings, Harrison Barnes. Out of all the moves we talked about, we never really spoke about the concept of, hey, Keegan is going to go into his sophomore year, and the amount of work he puts in on his game, I think he's going to take a leap. I think Keegan is going to take that leap. And right out of the gate, what did Keegan do? Comes out in the first quarter, puts up 10-plus, which included a really awesome punch on the fast break. You know, my friend Marquise, the ultimate Kings hater, Love you, Marquise. But Marquise was like, oh, Keegan's getting cooked. I'm at the game. I'm watching it live. And then right on cue, Keegan steals the inbound pass, goes to the corner, in transition, knocks down a three. Shut up, Marquise! Anyways, great to see Keegan get off to a great start. Hopefully, we don't play him too much because you don't want to risk an injury, knock on wood. I really like this Colby Jones fella, okay? Was really bummed that we could not unite the Murray twins. Was really bummed we did not get a chance to unite the Murray family. Probably better that Chris charts his own path. But nonetheless, Colby Jones, he really impressed me. Very quick, can change speed, can change direction on a dime, gets to the cup, brings a lot of energy, high motor from what I've seen so far. So this Colby Jones fella, I really like where we're going with him. Kata, maybe still a little bit more development I'd like to see on that end. But like you said, Daly, centers take a little longer to develop. And we really don't know what we have with Kata just yet, I would say, in that regard. But I'd rather us hang on to him, maybe see what we can do there. But all in all, I mean, it was great. It was a great atmosphere. You would have thought it was Game 8 the way the game was going on. I mean, Monk was wearing the new jerseys. I love the new jerseys, by the way. I think they're fantastic. No purple, but we got to feed the beam, as the old man in the, you know, in the dungeon says, you know, the beam, she's getting hungry. We got to feed the beam somehow. So if we got to ditch the purple, we got to ditch the purple. All in all, really great vibes tonight. Good, solid win. In my mind, we're still playing the Warriors. So best of 6. This was Game 8. Now we got to go take a win at Golden State on the road and finally close these guys out and shut the door. No, but in all seriousness, good win. And you know how we do this after every single win. We light the beam. Light the beam.
Yeah, 100%, man. Just hearing that light the beam chant just felt so good. I didn't know how much I missed it until I saw it again. My goodness. Bung, bung. What's going on, man?
It is an absolutely beautiful night in Sacramento. A great, great Kings basketball game from a Keegan poster to all the way here at the end here. I didn't even realize it. They're doing fireworks tonight on July 3rd, too. So I just walked across the Tower Bridge, and I'm looking at fireworks over the baseball field. I don't know if you can hear them. It's too loud. Mute me. But this is a great time to be in Sacramento, man. I know we got fans from all over the world, and not everybody gets to be here all the time. So let me tell you, July 3rd, 2023 is a good night in Sacramento. Keegan, man, what a night. I absolutely love it, dude. I mean, this is where what they're trying to do here, I think, with this. Everyone's worried about the injuries. I get it. They're trying to push him to be a bigger player, okay, and then not just, you know, shrink behind the other guys on the roster, because he totally can. And I love to see the aggression. That I was on section 112, so I'm on that baseline side when he did that poster. He decided he was going to make that dunk at, like, three-quarter court at the opposite free-throw line. I could see in his eyes. He put that ball down. He knew what he was doing. That's the more important one. The rest of the shooting, rest of the performance, great. Good job. But it's the confidence and that look in his eye. That's what matters. Another moment I want to point out, I made a little tweet about it where on the sideline, after Jalen Slauson made a hard defensive play, ended up facing the Warriors bench after he got called for a foul because he was moving too quickly, pushed the guy out of bounds, and he ended up screaming right in the Warriors bench face, and because he was just in the moment, right? He gets a tech, deserves it. They take him off, and as he's going to the bench, Luke Louse, who's in charge this year of our summer league team instead of Jordy, he pulls him aside and talks to him on the sideline for like a minute straight, and they're having a really good conversation, and then you can tell that Slauson's responding to him well, and at the end, you know, they usually adapt, and he goes to the bench, and that's what I'm really looking for, is this culture we have deep in our coaching staff that goes all the way down to our new guys. We're starting everybody out with this new culture, and it's perfect. I'm happy to be from Sacramento. Happy July 4th, everybody. See you on a couple of days.
Can we talk about how polished Luke Lux is on the mic? Like, every interview, it's like I'm listening to Mike Brown almost. So good. He definitely knows how to do PR and speak to the reporters. It's been fantastic. Liz, any other takeaways?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to our, you know, our original Beam team guys in the house. You know, Davion Mitchell, just a nasty basketball junkie with a basketball in his hand, just sitting courtside. Malik Monk rocking his own jersey of the new jerseys that were just released today. And then De'Aaron Fox and Reese sitting courtside with Baby Rain. I just love it. You know, these guys are out there supporting, you know, their teammates, you know, Keegan Murray and, you know, the rest of the guys. I just love it. It just shows, you know, what this team is building. It's truly something special. You know, I think these guys are, you know, really, really tight knit, really close, like family. You know, they could be out vacationing out, you know, on the beach somewhere, but in a 100-degree day, they're sitting courtside in Sacramento, you know, watching some summer league basketball. So I just love it. I love this team. I just can't wait for the season to start and see where this team goes.
And if you all have been listening to the interviews and watching the interviews from practices, all these guys seem to have their eyes on the prize. It's amazing. Fox is working out. Keegan's working out with Fox and pushing Baby Rain in the stroller. I love it. Yeah, it's amazing. And then I hope you guys all saw the clip of Keegan's first dunk and then Malik Monk and Davion marking out, jumping out of their seats. That's a beautiful thing. This team is definitely together, and it's a beautiful thing to see.